I think about you and I, and then I think only of you. Think of day one, I knew you weren't the one. But hey, you were so damn cute. With that sexy smile, we used to talk for a while, or just be when the talking was through. By someone completely new. I think of your child with her beautiful smile, and then I think only of you. These days I'm good, I'm doing exactly what I should. I'm doing what I need to do. But all it takes is one little mistake. Something reminds me of you. A song. That song drifts by, I think about you and I, and then I think only of you. Man walks by, and in the blink of an eye, I'm in a place that I always knew. To cry, and I can't explain why, 'cause I'm glad that you and I are through. But still, I think only of you.
Driving home to Rhode Island, no surprise to find home is a friend that is lying. No friend of mine. Now that I've been forsaken, no contenders to
breaking away. I guess we are met Jefferson, who, while shoveling snow, wrote a song for Chris about her home state of Rhode Island. And Chris began to think differently, for they were in love. And so on this day, driving into Providence, Chris sang out,
"It's a great day."
Happen. You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Thank you. unsolicited phone calls. They come each and every day. And each unsolicited phone call is a ball in its own special way. When from my voicemail I hear my offer just might expire. Though they play hard to get, I know they'll call again. Come tomorrow, come tomorrow. Get them for free, 'cause I love unsolicited phone calls, and I think that they're mad about me. I cannot think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
Hello? Hello! Sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just one minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my last. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call, and something inside of me snapped. And I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from beyond the grave just to give me the word. I'm not home.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
drink on. I might have had one too many, but I swear she was coming home. She had a gypsy soul and a runaway heart, and a turquoise necklace on, and a picture of Elvis back in 68 tattooed on her arm. Says, hey, let's talk about us. She said, I'm my mother's first daughter from a third ex-husband. He left us before I turned three, and I spent half my life trying to figure out why he ran out on me. I don't know if I was falling, but I didn't care. Here.